Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Something from me to start the show this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from the car hire company in Greece.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Is it a bill?
It's a bill, my friend. It is a bill.
Okay.
Apparently, there is a little crack in the front right bumper of the car that we were driving. And I remember where it was too. I'm not going to put my hands up and say I didn't do it. I remember, because bear in mind, you're driving on the right-hand side of the road.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the steering wheel is on the left. It's all very confusing.
Did you do that confidently?
Medium confidence,
but
yeah.
It's not the first time that you've done it.
No,
on the
it's
other
not
side
the first time. No.
Okay, cool.
I've done it before, but I remember we were driving along like a beach hairpin bend.
Yes.
And I took it a little bit inside, and,
yeah.
I know where that front right wheel touched.
Mm.
And they came through today. And they were like, your bill is 800 euros. I'll let you multiply by 20 there.
No, dude.
800 euros.
Were you driving a Ferrari?
Nee. It was a 1 liter diesel rental carriage.
Nee. Ek sal wil sê, luister hierso, versekering. In Greek, get your versekering in order there, because it ain't me.
It's in the T's and C's. It is insured. But you, as the driver, in the contract I signed like an idiot, am on the hook for the first 990 euros in damages. Anything after that, their insurance pays out.
Rob, why are you smiling? Rob sit hier met 'n groot glimlag op sy gesig soos wat hy hierdie storie vertel. Ek verstaan dit nie. As ek 800 euro op enige iets op hierdie stadium van my lewe moet spandeer, dan gaan ek liewer terug Griekeland toe en ek begin werk vir daai company. Because who's got that?
They were very polite. They were like, oh, don't worry about it. Because they just took it off the hold on the credit card, right?
Okay.
So no, it's our help missing daar. But they were very polite and they were like, don't stress. We've sent you all the relevant documentation you need. Just submit it to your insurance and get them to sort it out.
Your insurance?
Does South African insurance cover damage to foreign cars in foreign countries?
Foreign rental cars.
Foreign rental cars?
If it was now your car that is attached to your villa in some Greek island, understandable.
So the reason I'm grinning is my next couple of days are going to include an adventure into the South African insurance industry to see whether or not I am covered for damage to a hired car on another continent. So are you excited for my journey? It's going to involve call centers and emails and all sorts.
I am so excited for you, but I am actually seeing a possible loophole. You know, when you take out insurance, you also like this for household contents or what to call.
Yeah.
Dan vat jy versekering personal liability.
Yes.
And that's like up to 5 million. Like, say nou iemand is by jou huis en hulle val van jou dak af, dalk is dit die type ding wat gedek sal word.
So ek wil sien. Ek wil sien.
Chantal stuur alreeds 'n boodskap. Travel insurance might.
Travel insurance might. Chantal, that's a good point. Dankie. I will go and check my travel insurance as well, because you need that most for the visa. So we have to have that.
Look,
I mean, what must happen?
I'm crying.
Also, I can't challenge the documents because I can't read them because they are written in Greek. So I'm going to have to get my phone out and do that point and translate function on your phone now. So I'm just grinning because what else must I do?
Yo.
I thought I'd finished paying for a holiday in Europe. And then this morning, 16,000 rand. And they've already got the money.
Yes, because
like
it was a hold.
It was a hold. It is
right?
Klaar weg, my baby.
En ek onthou, een van die goed wat Rob gesê het, voor hulle op hierdie avontuur gegaan het met die huurmotor en al die goed. Nee, as jy 'n kar hier oor see, dit is baie goedkoper as om 'n kar hier.
Goedkoop. The car hire was like 8 euros a day.
And now you know
why.
You would
never believe how cheap it